In this new segment of Advisor Revelations, the DPL team will discuss how to evaluate new solutions and address current challenges and the strategies that can help you grow your firm and AUM.
Welcome to the Advisor Revelation podcast. My name is Logan Cheatham, and I am one of the consultants at DPL Financial Partners. And today we are going to be discussing strategic ways to help clients optimize their current annuities. And with me today is a good friend, Matt Robinson, and just wanted to introduce him as well. And thank you for joining us today, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Logan.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So before we get started, just wanted to remind all of our listeners to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite streaming platform. If anything we talk about today interests you, please be sure to reach out to your dedicated consultant at our website at dplfp.com. So before we kind of jump into our topic of discussion today, Matt, I just wanted to have you share a little bit more about your background and experiences, just so the listeners have an idea of who is Matt Robinson.
Yeah, certainly. Been here for a little over a year now at DPL. I've kind of been in the insurance and annuity space for several years, both on the broker-dealer side and on the RIA space. And as a consultant here at DPL, my job is really to work with the advisors once they come on board, find clients, explain to them how annuities can benefit, whether it's through reviews, integrating new money strategies, just telling them what maybe their client currently has, and really getting them integrated also with the DPL tools and systems so that they can become as efficient as possible in identifying opportunities and finding better solutions for their clients when they occur.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Today with our topic, I know over the past few years, just the financial markets have changed and the annuity market has changed to go along with it. Higher interest rates across the board mean more guaranteed income when it comes through mainly a lot of annuities. Modern annuities have changed a lot over the years as well, making that structure for owners to be able to participate in more stock market performance with reducing downside risk. And arguably one of the biggest changes to the platform is the commission-free landscape with annuities. So being able for advisors to keep that fiduciary hat on and better serve their clients and providing greater client value. So if you're an advisor who has clients with existing annuities, Matt, what benefits have you seen when you're working with your advisors when it comes to an annuity review?
Yeah, I would say a lot has changed in the annuity space. Call it maybe the last 8 years, we've kind of seen a big revolution stage by stage with different annuity products becoming available, different types of annuities, and really the RIA platform that DPL specifically services. But for advisors that have current annuities, the biggest thing is just being able to improve them. Annuities are a very big goal-based approach. So whether goals have changed or the client just looking to, you know, maybe get more income, higher rates, more protection, whatever it may be, between the current interest rate environment we're in, the improvements that we've seen in the annuity space, and the current improvement of the products themselves, it's really just taking a look at what does the client currently have, how is that being utilized, and based on their goal or the need that they have for those funds and that investment, can we improve it? Sometimes we can't. Sometimes it's just a scenario of this is how you purchase the annuity. It's working just the way it's supposed to. Continue doing what you're doing. Maybe their goals have completely changed. Maybe it's time for something that was just growing to now take income. And we're able to improve and get a high payout for them and the opposite way around too. They purchase an annuity for income. This is probably the most likely scenario. It's grown. The income rider has grown, but so has the rest of their portfolio. So it may be a scenario where if it's tax deferred, we just minimize the cost, save them 1-2%. And continue that tax-deferred growth under investment and under the advisement of the IAR as well, so that they can continue on with the best path for their fund. So we see a lot of comparisons where maybe we're going to give them two options. I had a meeting earlier today where similar occasion, client had an old variable annuity. They had deferred it for about 5 or 6 years. They had started taking income. They didn't necessarily need it. So I went in, I talked to the advisor, I showed them our annuity comparison tool. I showed them how we can run it for growth and save them. I think it was in the realm of 1.5%, give or take, depending on the investment options. get rid of the income rider and just continue tax-deferred investing so they're not going to cash it out and realize a taxable gain. Then I had them pivot over to retirement income and show how we can improve the income by, I think it was like $1,000 a year, get them locked into a higher rate, a higher payout with some other additional benefits, and move it over to the advisory side. So it really just depends. It's a client-by-client situation, but between, like I said, the product improvements, rate environment, and largely a bull market for the last decade or so. So they performed well for the most part and really helps in those annuity reviews. And that's really what we're looking for.
That's awesome. Yeah. And we hear those conversations happening a lot. I know you brought up one of our tools that we have on our platform. And as everyone knows, we have several discovery tools on our platform for advisors to compare existing and variable annuities, like Matt was talking about, comparing fixed income to alternative strategies and potentially looking at some CD bond replacements. I actually have an advisor that's looking at doing a lot of CD alternatives into multi-year guaranteed annuities as well, just because we are in that high interest rate environment. And it just creates a stickier client relationship for that advisor. So clients are happy, advisors are happy too. What tools have you been using as of lately that have been successful for your advisors and as getting them to be more open to these type of conversations? Just because most of the time it's a new world for them.
Yeah, certainly. And this goes back to kind of what I was talking about as our role as consultants is getting advisors used to what to look for, how to utilize the tools that we have available for them. We don't want them to become necessarily annuity experts, but we want them to know what's at their disposal. So one tool that is just very easy, kind of what you were mentioning, to go in and just look up rates is the Shop Fix Annuities tool, is what it's labeled at in the DPL dashboard. It's very simple. You go in, you pick, you know, how much you might be wanting to invest, time frame, and you can get the current, what we call multi-year guarantee annuity or MYGA. You can get those yields and see exactly, you know, if you have some other fixed income that you're looking at, CDs, whatever it might be. You can go right into the tool, see if the yield is going to benefit your client more than what you might have on the table, and can go through. If you really wanted to, you could apply right from there and get right into the application if it makes sense. Or you can reach out to us. We can kind of talk it over, see which one's going to be the best fit for your client. So that was very useful. It's very simple. You go to dplfp.com, go right into the dashboard, talking like five clicks and you're in. And it's very, very simple. Those are very also basic annuities when it comes to getting those figured out. Some other ones that I really like, we do have a guaranteed income calculator that I've found very useful, whether it's in a quick just income comparison to an annuity the client already has. Kind of just go in there, put in the amount and their age, single joint, state that they're in, and you can see what some of our options will provide for guaranteed income. Again, very quick, easy. It's not as complex as the annuity comparison tool that I mentioned earlier, but that one's really good as well for doing an analysis on a variable annuity, kind of in that same realm, a little more nuanced than the guaranteed income calculator. And then finally, the fixed income comparison tool to also compare yields to other instruments the advisors might be considering, to something like maybe a fully protected index annuity with, you know, double-digit upside on the S&P 500, things like that, as well as some of our other options. I think you probably utilize that tool more often than anybody from our conversations that we've had. So feel free to chime in on that. But those are the three that I'd center around simplicity and very helpful in integrating some of these annuities into the practice.
Yeah. And I mean, the discovery tools are pretty easy to use from our side of the coin, right? Because we're using them every single day. And one of the things that I would just recommend all the advisors that are listening, like if that's something that perks your curiosity, just definitely reach out to your consultant, grab 15 minutes. They can show you how it works. You can ask them some questions so you can get a better understanding of how our tech platform works to be able to service you guys, to be able to have a more streamlined experience with DPL, but also your clients so you can get results in front of them instead of having a back and forth conversation, just because I know we're all super busy. Some things take a couple of days. So it just gives you and it allows you to be more proactive in these conversations by understanding how our tools work. Now, one of the things that we've been talking about, Matt, is just looking at 1035 exchanges, and just a lot of advisors come to us and say, hey, my client has this current annuity and what can we do with it, right? And usually that's the beginning conversation. Well, some of the questions we always have to ask them is how their goals have changed and their perspectives. And for the advisors that are listening, and if their clients have existing annuities or advisors that have annuities on the books, What are some of the reasons that advisors and clients should consider an annuity exchange, either to benefit them and what that world can offer them?
Yeah, it definitely depends on the situation. But for advisors that are going to have, you know, what we kind of term a book of business, you know, multiple clients, several annuities can range from just a handful up to, you know, hundreds, just depends. We have advisors that break away, purchase books of business, have done business in the past. And so for those advisors, the benefit's really going to come at all levels. When you talk about understanding if there's a better option, or what I tell a lot of advisors, especially if it's one that they purchased or inherited, getting an understanding of what they have. It may not always make sense to do an exchange. It may not always make sense to even stay in annuity. Maybe they just need to roll it over, go invest, depending on the client's goals and how things are working. But for the ones where we can do a 1035 exchange, for the most part, we're usually going to talk about an old commissionable annuity sold probably at least 5 years ago, probably more 7, 10 plus for these. So they're a little bit older annuities. And moving from the commissionable side to the advisory side of the business, advisory being, you know, fee-based, commission-free advisory, those are all kind of interchangeable terms for the new style of annuities for RIAs. A lot of the benefits are going to be lower cost. That is a big thing when you strip out a commission from an annuity and the insurance company is not having to pay the agent 5, 6, 7% up front. They get a little more freedom to reduce the cost, limit, you know, surrender schedules and things like that, or provide higher rates. And so generally we can reduce the cost. We can get them higher rates, more income, because again, less cost on the administrative side for the insurance company. And when we're doing this, let's say it's just a variable to a variable non-qualified exchange. We reduce the cost, call it a percent, and that's when you calculate in letting the advisor bill a fee on it. Even with advisory side of the business, a lot of these have private letter rulings. We're not creating taxable events by taking withdrawals from the annuity. So everything is built to be for the fiduciaries, for these IARs, like the rest of their fee-based business. And so we're saving the client money. We're getting them into a newer solution. A lot of them have low-cost investments on the variable annuity side, and the advisor gets management of it. They get data feeds, in most cases, from the insurance company through DPL. So everything is right there at their fingertips, active investment management. So the client wins, advisor wins, and we get them into an updated solution. And so that's really, when we are going through and analyzing a book of business, we'll start usually high level because there's a lot of information that comes in. You kind of start narrowing it down, possibilities, categorize, okay, these could be those VA to VA exchanges. These could be potential income improvements. And then as you kind of get down to, you know, client meetings are coming up, or, you know, you want to start with, you know, these certain products, whatever it may be, we can usually find a way to find a better solution, let you understand what you have, and then modernize the business, basically.
Great. That's awesome. And I know we were speaking with doing blocks of business. And I mean, when I work with advisors that are blocks of business, it's really easy to have those conversations because typically they've been in that annuity world. They understand it. And I would say they have kind of a 7 to 8 out of 10 understanding of how we work and operate. So those conversations are a lot easier. But we also work with independent RIA firms, and a lot of those RIA firms aren't too familiar with this insurance world, right? Just because it's something they've never touched because they couldn't touch it until DPL was created. So with that, one of the questions I get a lot, and I actually had this conversation yesterday, one of my advisors reached out to me and said, hey, we want to look at a 1035 exchange, but can you talk to me like I'm a fifth grader because I don't really understand this world, right? And I get that a lot, and I bet you get that a lot too. Can you just kind of give a fifth grade overview of how a 1035 exchange works and what the advisor should expect from that, of what that world looks like, right? Because we've all heard the name, but to some extent, that's not a lot of context around it.
Yeah, that's a great question. We're of course not tax experts, but we are dealing with the 1035 exchanges on a daily basis. 1035 just being a section of the IRS tax code, this is all coming from. And it basically allows, there's really three kind of ways it actually works. You can go annuity to annuity, especially on the non-qualified side, without creating a taxable event by moving from one product to another, and kind of just carries everything over, you know, keeps the cost basis, moves over the current value on that date that the contract's moved. And you can also do life insurance to life insurance as well, falls under that code, as well as life insurance to annuity. The one thing you can't do is annuity back into life. That's the one that's not allowed to make a move. But yeah, it's simply just moving from one insurance company to the other. When we set up paperwork, the way we tend to do it and the way these insurance companies work amongst each other is we will fill out forms that will go from the company we want to move to the company that is previously at. We fill it out, it gets signed by the client, and then they work together to move those funds over, get the information needed, and get the new contract issued all within that code and that process, which our operations team who works on our applications for us and our advisors is great with setting up. They know which companies, how they tend to act, what's going to be needed, especially when there's additional forms for very special cases. And yeah, it's just the tax code that allows the money to transfer from one to the other as seamlessly as possible between insurance companies.
Yeah. And sometimes it can be tooth and nail when you're working with insurance companies. But the nice thing about working with DPL as well is we have a dedicated team that's doing call outs to make sure where things are, if things are needed, if it's moving through the pipes appropriately, and being able to get that transfer completed as soon as possible. And the great thing about our DPL platform is you also have an application management. So you're able to see those features and see that process going through the works to make it a little bit easier for the advisors to log into DPL. Cool, where's John Doe's case? Where's Jane Doe's case? Just to make it easier for them. And some of our advisors always reach out to us too, and we're able to provide them updates as well. And the nice thing is too, is once a policy is issued, advisors not only have DPL as a platform to be able to see their clients' issued information, but advisors are going to be able to see that in their portfolio management systems the majority of the time, just because we work with the Black Diamond firms, the Orion firms, the Tamarack firms, and the Advison firms. So you're going to get multiple points of visibility, which makes it a hell of a lot easier just to be able to work with your client. And it also just makes a stickier client relationship, right? That's more assets that the advisor is managing. That's a better relationship for the client, because I haven't heard from an advisor yet saying, hey, I was able to reduce their cost, then the client said no and they were angry about it, right? Like, who doesn't want to pay more money, right? Everyone's looking for the most cost-efficient method, no matter what you're doing in life. And I know we talked about this a little bit, Matt, with advisors having big blocks of annuities. Can you share a little bit more? Just because one of the things that I've been seeing is a lot of the larger firms we work with are in the merger and acquisition world, potentially looking at independent RIAs, but a lot of the firms that I'm talking with are looking at hybrid firms as well. Hybrid firms are advisors that work with a broker dealer and just have potentially a sticky relationship on the annuity side. And a lot of those people are wanting to raise their hand and become independent, either themselves and creating their own RIA or working with what we call a roll-up, right? With working with just a larger firm. Can you share how an advisor can work with DPL to transition a block of existing annuities? And we're not talking about like 10 or 20 annuities. I know, Matt, you're working with a firm that's got what, like 100 to 200 annuities on platform, which sounds a lot, like a lot, but how do we make that easier?
Yeah, certainly. And this is, I think, where DPL has done a really good job of trying to get the word out there in the space. Because when you're dealing with hybrids or breakaways, people coming from the broker deal world, all they see when they're coming over to the RIA side is like that fee-based kind of business. Stay away from any broker dealer assets. Could be looked at as dead assets, really, on the books. They look at selling it, leaving it behind. But what DPL has done really well is set up a program, kind of called the breakaway program, where not only can we look at all the new business opportunities to try to modernize and enhance in 1035 exchange, the ones that have the potential to improve the client's situation, you know, whatever it may be, like we've discussed already. But we also have a way, if it's a annuity that's still in surrender, one that has a really good benefit that we just can't improve upon, whatever it may be, we actually have a way to take those assets as well and bring them in-house, so you continue to get the servicing on it, the data feeds, continued look into them to see if the situation does change, and you know, maybe it comes out of surrender and we can improve it. And so for especially those firms that are in acquisition mode, this program can really help bring in the advisor's total picture of their book of business when they're looking at it to acquiring. And that's where you do get those larger book analysis that we work on. I know DPL is currently working on other solutions to try to even simplify the workload that goes into hundreds of contracts being renewed using our technology. And yeah, for the vast majority of the larger firms and the smaller firms that are looking to sell or be acquired, it's a very useful program. And not only is it, you get an expert there to do the analysis, but keeping everything in-house, making sure that it's either not going to a house account, another person at the broker, the previous firm, or somebody at the insurance company is big, as well as getting the feeds. Getting everything into a portfolio management system is one of the first questions whenever conversations going on for new membership or just kind of getting a feel once somebody's acquired. It's the first question, and that's a big win for a lot of our advisors.
Yeah, and I see that a lot too. And it's a really good experience for everyone across the board, not only for the firms looking to acquire, like you said, but it's beneficial to provide the small people in the room too. Like, hey, how can I manage my book a little bit more efficiently and maybe get some more revenue out of it too? Like, there's multiple ways to skin this cat. And we do a really good job of just making sure that block books of annuity business are a lot more seamless compared to what it could be. And I think we've done a good job of covering just some high level things and some providing some education to advisors on understanding annuities a little bit more, why it makes sense to look at annuities in a high interest rate environment. I know one of the things I talked to my advisors about is, hey, when interest rates were low back in 2019, 2020, you probably told your clients to refinance your home, right? It's a lower interest rate, more money in your pocket, and more flexibility for your lifestyle. And one of the things that I wholeheartedly believe in is right now with the insurance landscape and just where the Fed's fund rates are, is now it's a good time to look at refinancing your retirement, right? Interest rates are high, bonds are high, CDs are high, annuity payout rates are high. If you can lock in a long-term plan across the board, generating income, generating principal protection and diversification now, it's going to be a hell of a lot more beneficial for your clients in the long run. And it's a win across the board, right? Because clients are going to be happy, they get more income. Advisors are going to be happy for the visibility, being able to charge it as assets under management. So it's more revenue for the firm. And it's just a win-win all around. And I really appreciate you joining this call, Matt. You're a great partner. I really enjoy working with you and wanted to know if you have any final thoughts or closing comments or anything you'd like to mention.
I always kind of close off with this, and whether it's these podcasts or meetings with my advisors, you know, if you come across an annuity here that a client might have one, or just think, you know, would an annuity work here, feel free to reach out to your DPL consultant. I'm sure they'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Matt. Thanks for everyone listening today. Again, connect with your consultant on dplfp.com. And again, subscribe on your favorite platform to continue listening to our podcast. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.